It's routine for the court to only do the arraignment when the lawyer is available with his or her client. Back earlier on the 18th, what occurred actually was that the judge read the charges to her, which is just informed her of the charges, but did not conduct an official arraignment. The reason the courts wait for a lawyer to be present on the arraignment is the arraignment triggers certain time periods running. So on an arraignment, the courts want to ensure that the person's lawyer is there and available because that arraignment triggers certain time limitations to file certain motions. So the arraignment is done with the lawyer present, and that's routine and going to be done in every felony case.
Is it important in this case for the state to make sure, not that you don't in any other case, but that all the T's are crossed and the I's dotted just to make sure that everything is squared away if and when this goes to trial?
Well, first off, the court has a duty to ensure that the arraignments are done according to the court rules and the laws that are out there in the prior cases. And also the prosecutor has a duty to ensure that there's a fair trial for both sides as well. So anytime there's a procedural issue that's going to be done, it's going to be done according to those rules, and that's what occurred today was the arraignment process with her lawyer there with her.
Considering her age, how unique is this case for you?
Well, juvenile crime has increased over the years so that the fact of prosecuting a person who's been certified to stand trial as an adult is not a uniqueness. Some of the alleged facts contribute a certain uniqueness to it.
Okay. February 19th, there'll be a status hearing?
Correct. Judge Joyce has set a status hearing for February 19th, which is a hearing to take up procedural issues, time issues, the setting of dates in the future, possibly trial dates or discovery dates, things like that.
I understand her attorney has put in a request to Judge Joyce to have her transferred to a mental facility in Fulton, which has not been addressed yet. Is that standard procedure in a case like this, or do you expect that that will play into the status hearing at all?
I really can't comment on the defense attorney's motion except to say that today he indicated to the court that he did not wish to take that motion up at this time on behalf of his client.
And what about any speculation, which I know you don't like to speculate, on a request for change of venue, or what is your opinion on that, or do you expect that they'll try to bring jurors in from other parts of the state, et cetera?
You're right. I'd rather not speculate on that. I will say that in many cases where there's a public attention to the case, a judge will have to at some point in time in the proceedings consider whether or not, in fairness to the defendant's right to a fair trial, whether to move the case to another venue or to bring in jurors from another venue and continue to have the trial here. Those two options will be up to first, the defense attorneys filing those motions if they choose to file them, and then it'll be up to the judge.
After February, how quickly do you expect the case to move forward?
I can't really say on that. Each case is different. Each case will have its own timetable set by the court, and I don't want to prejudge that issue. We always hope and that because the community and the victim's family has a right to get a disposition as promptly as possible, given the defendant a right to a fair trial, we hope that things move along fairly quickly, although in major cases it's going to take some time in the court process.
Back to the venue, this getting so much national attention, is it a moot point to even move it to a different part in the state or bring in other jurors?
That is something the judge will have to decide at a later time if and when the defense files motions for change of venue.
What would you prefer?
Well, I'll have to make my arguments in court when those things come up, and so I would prefer to, at that time, to address the arguments that the defense makes, if they do make them for change of venue, with information that we have on that issue on the venue.
Mr. Richardson, can you talk, a lot of people speculate, and again we use that word speculate, that this case won't ever even get to trial, that some sort of arrangement between you and Ms. Bustamante's attorney will be made. Can you speak to that effect?
Well, no, I really can't say. Every case gets dealt with based on the facts of that case and what we believe the community wants done in a case. And so our strong considerations on that go first to the victim's family, second to what we think the community wants to be done in this type of case, and ultimately what we think a jury will do on the facts of the case. And all those decisions are dependent upon facts that have been investigated, will continue to be looked into, and a dialogue that will occur, as I mentioned.